The case on calendar for argument is United States v. Belinda Connie.
Did opposing counsel arrive?
Good morning, Your Honor. I know that opposing counsel is trying to get in touch with the court. It's my understanding that there was a calendaring error. And I'm here for the United States, and I'm prepared to proceed, but opposing counsel, from what I understand, is not prepared to proceed
well,
this morning.
Well, I think that what we'll do is we'll hear from you.
Thank you, Your Honor. Good morning. Again, I'm Erin White from the District of Alaska, the United States Attorney's Office.
I'm curious about the calendaring error. Does he mean his office made it or the court made it?
No, Your Honor. I hesitate to speak for defense counsel.
No, you shouldn't.
On the record.
You shouldn't.
It's not my understanding that it was the court's error in this case. Your Honor, the whole reason that we are here, this appeal has been masterminded and engineered by somebody who is not here, and that is the defendant, Bernard Miguel Kililikani. In this case, Your Honor, if the government ever had a slam dunk bank robbery, we had it here. We had eyewitnesses. We had four tellers testify at trial, two from each bank, that Bernard Miguel Kililikani was the one who stepped into that bank, shoved a gun in their face, and robbed them.
Well, that doesn't seem to be an issue in the case. I mean, what he's saying, there was an error in refusing to substitute the third attorney.
Your Honor, that is a manipulation on the part of the defendant because in the face of all of this strong evidence, he knew that that was his only chance, was to pull out all the stops. And
well, I guess the district court determined the second lawyer had not been, or that there was not an irreconcilable difference between him and his lawyer or whatever. Isn't that what the district court determined?
Your Honor, the district court determined with respect to the second lawyer that there was not a legitimate complaint about that attorney. But the district court also found we were prepared to go to trial on April 16th of 2008. At that time, the district court found that the defendant had rather skillfully sabotaged his counsel's ability to represent him. As he had done with his first counsel, Mr. Kililikani refused to meet with his attorneys. His first counsel went to the jail numerous times to try to talk to him, and Mr. Kililikani simply refused to meet with him. He then told that attorney to withdraw from the case. And the same behavior went on with his second counsel. That counsel attempted to go to the jail to visit Mr. Kililikani, and Mr. Kililikani told him that he would not see him. The judge, on the morning of April 16th, made a finding that the defendant had deliberately manufactured a breakdown in the communication. And it was the defendant who had caused a situation where that second counsel was not able to represent him. And the judge communicated to him, essentially, I am going to give you a break today. You are going to get another attorney because you have created this breakdown in the communication. And he said, Mr. Kililikani, you're going to get a third attorney, and you're not going to get another one. And the court proceeded with this third attorney, and they gave the defendant even more breaks because the first hearing that we had with the third appointed counsel, it was apparent that the defendant was going to complain about him too, and he raised baseless complaints. He said, oh, well, this court doesn't have jurisdiction because that American flag has gold fringe on it. The defendant then said that there was a conflict of interest because his counsel was appointed by the government and was therefore an agent of the government, and we were just all there as part of a grand conspiracy. The defendant had wanted his attorney to file frivolous motions, and the defense counsel said, I can't file those motions. If I file them, I am going to be sanctioned. The court in an effort to give this defendant what he wanted, bent over backwards, and allowed the defendant himself to file these motions.
Were you trial counsel in this case?
Yes, Your Honor, I was.
So you were there through all of the various
hearings? Yes, Your Honor. I was there through every hearing. And the defendant filed frivolous motions, and the government responded to them, and the court ruled that they were frivolous.
Okay, now let's see. It was also the question of whether he unequivocally waived his right to counsel. He said, I want to represent myself, but he also indicated he wanted a lawyer. Isn't that the case?
Your Honor, the defendant never made a clear and unequivocal request to represent himself.
Well, I suppose that's the end of the statement, but the point is he did not unequivocally state, I want to represent myself, I don't want a lawyer. He said, I want to represent myself, but I want a lawyer.
Your Honor, to be frank, I don't have a verbatim memory of the transcript. I don't ever remember this defendant saying, I want to represent myself. As the court is well aware, this Ninth Circuit court has recently decided the United States versus Mendez-Sanchez, and that holds that while a defendant may invoke his or her self-representation rights after a denial of a motion to substitute counsel, the invocation must be unequivocal. And in that case, or in our case, that is not what we have.
Okay, we'll move you along here a little bit.
On the morning of trial, the court...
I understand. Okay. Now, you were going to tell us, too, there's no error in precluding the defendant from further testimony and requiring him to make a proffer as to what he would testify to after he'd started to rant and rave about the district attorney and, I guess, his own lawyer. And then the court said, well, and had him removed from the courtroom. Now, you're going to tell us there was no error in that.
Your Honor, this is, again, another case where the court bent over backwards for the defendant. We had a record of a man who would make inappropriate outbursts in court, who was going to be disruptive.
And what about him appearing in shackles and in prison or jail clothing?
Your Honor, with respect to the jail garb, it was his choice.
That was his choice. Right. And the shackling, did he bring that, the jury's attention to that himself?
He was the first one who brought that issue to the court's attention. It had
okay, now,
not.
Having argued all of that, what else do you want to argue in your case?
Well, I would argue, with respect to the shackling, that we do not have
I think
a
you just argued that.
It's harmless error.
Okay.
Was there anything else you want to tell us in closing, counsel?
Your Honor, what I would say in closing is, again, we had, as detailed in the record, as detailed in the brief, a very strong case against this defendant. He had an attorney who, despite the fact that he refused to communicate with this attorney, did the best possible job that he could to represent him. He effectively cross-examined the witnesses. And that attorney gave an outstanding closing argument in which he brought up the only piece of evidence that the United States did not have, and that was DNA evidence. This attorney made a good faith effort to represent Mr. Kililikani, and it was Mr. Kililikani, through his actions and his refusal to work with his attorney, who attempted to create issues on appeal, but he was not ultimately successful.
All right, thank you, counsel. We will consider the argument in opposing counsel's brief in deciding this case.
The case
just argued is submitted for decision by the court, and this court is in recess until 9 o'clock a.m. tomorrow morning.
All rise. This court for this session stands adjourned.
Oh, hi, how are you?
How are you?
Good to meet you. Langland will be down there, I think, and he's at argument tomorrow morning, and so hopefully he'll be there. Nice to meet you guys.
Thanks, Greg.
Hey, Greg.
Ken, how are you?
Good, how you been?
Good to see you. Hey, are you, I think we get your email address. Huh? We're having our summer run.
All right.
University of Washington.
I went to Cal. Like I said, my son, goes to Washington. My wife went to Washington.
I remember we were at, I ran at the end.
Costco.
Yeah. I'll send that to you, and if you and your wife are interested, it's up at Martin Boozer in the Cal.
Oh, okay.
The Big Lake, August 22nd.
Are you a musher?
I've been a volunteer dog panelist with Kelly Griffin at Marshall, but I'm the chapter president of the University of Washington Alumni Association. I always got a kind of husky, the son of husky, son or daughter of the University of Washington. So I always invite people up. This year we happen to be at Martin Boozer because he has a son at the University of Washington.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah.
Sure. Let me answer one quick question.
Shoot.
Hi.
Hi, I'm working Wednesday.
You are?
I'm sorry?
I'm Holly.
I'm Kelly Gaggy.
Oh, yes.
Phone, right? How was your trip to Midland?
No, I'm after.
I would like to, I don't think I may want to do a blow off. Okay, how do I do it? I have an email on me. I'll bring everything, but I want to check again. Is it okay to go there on the other side?
Okay, you can bring it in. I can let the judges know.
Okay. Now, also, I have one hand of two of them as well.
That's probably better than the pull-ups.
Okay.
Because it's just kind of comfortable, to do that.
I guess it depends on what bunch you go to. Some say blow ups are better, some say,
I've been doing it for a little while, and I think the handouts are better because you spend all your time, referring to it, and you can take a look at your handouts.
Okay.
I do it.
Sure. Okay.
And also, there's a video.
It's just
like
courtroom. They're
filming the whole day.
Oh, okay.
Tuesday and Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
So, that's
going
to show up.
Sure. I guess the only thing. I understand.
It's just that there's going to be a lot going on in the courtroom. So you want the judges to really focus.
That's all for later on. And it's kind of hard to.
Can you get it to me tomorrow?
I told you. I'm going to read it again tonight and see. And then.
Because if you can get it to me tomorrow, this is for the day of the argument. But if you can get it to me today, and extra copies.
Sure. But the format is just put that note or a letter for me to send additional authorities.
Because this is really at the last minute.
Sure, I understand. Yeah, the decision came down a couple weeks ago. I'm thinking about including it from the last week.
Oh, okay. I will put it together with this.
Okay. So if I get it by tomorrow, I'm gonna review it when I submit it.
I mean, you can also do it on the day on your day. But
better to have them read it and say,
And if I don't get it tomorrow, still bring extra copies for me, because we're new here.
You said three or four copies or five copies or
more. At least four.
Okay,
so try to get it to me tomorrow. I may not get it. And at least on the day that you come, some more copies.
Great, thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you.